This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Arrogance. There's a gentleman, his name is John C. Maxwell, and he says there are two kinds of pride. There are good and bad pride. Good pride represents our dignity and self-respect. Bad pride is the deadly sin of superiority that reeks of conceit and arrogance. And you sense it in people every single day, and I can tell you something I'm about to say that you will probably agree with listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. The left are full of arrogant pride. Welcome to my show, KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. There's a fine line between arrogance and, and just self-confidence, cockiness, as they say. And Frank Lloyd Wright said this. He said, early in life, I had to choose between honest arrogance and hypocritical humility. I chose the former and have seen no reason to change. He chose honest arrogance over hypocritical humility. I can tell you I had that same revelation. I was talking to some people one time. And I remember this was years ago. I was just probably 2-3 years in college. And they said to me, they asked me questions like, so, you know, Kevin, what's your story? And I go, I don't know. What do you mean? They go, well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell, you know, what'd you do? How'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? Things like that. And so I told them, do a quick little blurb. I grew up in the country on a big cattle ranch, and I went to military school, got a scholarship to SMU, graduated, you know, with engineering, computer science, and math degrees. Along the way, I was a martial artist. I used to fight, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I remember specifically the guy asking me, so you a black belt? And I go, yeah, I'm a black belt. And that was it. End of conversation. And I don't know, about 2 weeks later, somebody said, oh, yeah, Kevin, that guy is like, oh, you're so arrogant. And I went, how am I? What did I say that was arrogant? He says, well, you were just talking about yourself. I went, did he tell you that he asked? Nothing I told him would I have gone back and said. Now, I gave you guys the 30-second version of probably a 2-minute conversation that he kept asking questions about. And then when it was all said and done, out of respect for him, I said, so what's your story? I teach that to my kids. I would say, look, if somebody asks you a question, it isn't because they give a crap about you. What they want is for you to ask them about them. So keep yours short and sweet, then ask them about themselves and act interested. And for the record, you probably will be, because I've taught you how to be curious. If a guy says, well, I'm a haberdasher, and you go, wow, it's really funny you would use that term. It's sort of an old school term. What type of haberdashery are you into? That shows you're intelligent enough to know what he's saying, and maybe you'll strike up some sort of a chord there. Say, please elaborate further. And you know what? How you make, I don't know if you've ever read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies, but I promise you, if you show interest in people, they like you. They tend to like talking about themselves, good or bad. I've had people say to me, oh, Kevin, there's not much to me. I mean, I'm kind of a homebody. I don't do it. And I go, well, let me ask you this. What do you do at home? Surely you occupy your time with something. You a big reader? Do you do crochet? My grandmother used to crochet. You know, whatever. Whenever you get that thing going, it makes people go, wow, you're interested. Yes, I am. Not because I'm going to go get into crochet. Not because I'm going to become an avid reader. I do read a lot, but I read things pertinent to what I have to do. I don't have a lot of time for books, and people tell me all the time, Kevin, I'm going to send you my book. And I go, I'm probably not going to get to read it, but I'll be happy to take it, you know, for my collection, but I probably can't read it. But when you learn of somebody's interest and you say, well, tell me about it, it isn't because I'm going to go do what you're doing, but it's because it expands my knowledge of it. Tell me about croquet. Are there certain types of what do they call it, stitches you can do and all that, and how, you know, what makes one more difficult? Because I'll hear old ladies go, well, that one stitch was really tough to pull it off, you know. How do you keep it straight You know, how do you check it? You know, things like that. How do you know you made the right size? Maybe that's why everybody, you know, friends of mine only make coffee coasters or cup coasters. But show some interest. But here's the problem. I'm going to make it political now. That's what the Kevin Jackson Show does. We make things political. The left, they don't care about you. They don't want to ask questions about you. They have no interest in you. The only interest they have is in themselves. That's their pride. Their pride is the one that reeks of conceit and arrogance that John C. Maxwell talked about. And you know what Sun Tzu says of that pride? He says, pretend inferiority and encourage the arrogance of your enemy. Pretend inferiority. Encourage the arrogance. Let them believe they're winning. If Donald Trump, I believe in my heart of hearts, could just crush the left, he could just go, I don't even care about you. I'm going to continue to crush you. Let them be arrogant. Encourage it. Even bait it. You know what? Look at the left. Fake news. They could easily say, you know, do what the New York Times claimed that they were going to do, which is that we're going to start being honest about the news. The election was a supposed wake-up call for them because they missed it so badly. Every news network, every polling agency, 99% of the left believed, probably more than that, believed that Hillary Clinton would be the next president of the United States no matter what. Just think of the arrogance it took for that. Knowing this woman is hated, detested in her own, you know, pariah in her own town, as they say. And she's going to win because they stacked the deck in so many ways and they hated Donald Trump and their arrogance that he couldn't win. And they gave themselves 1,000 reasons why he couldn't. And he kicked their butts. And then they were all butthurt the next day and doing an autopsy on the loss. And the New York Times says, you know, we're going to do it better. The Washington Post had put a fatwa out on Donald Trump, won't report the right news, CNN bludgeoning the man, and they haven't quit. And you would think that after everything this guy has done, that they would say, you know what? We got to come to a different conclusion here, guys. We got to do something different. This is not cool. This is not who we are. How about we start playing by the rules? But their arrogance won't let them. Pretend inferiority, folks, and encourage their arrogance. Let them think they're not fake news. They're fighting back. We're not fake news, man. Stop calling us fake news. Yeah. Oh, but you just had some more fake news. Still, it doesn't matter, man. We're not reporting what you know. So, encourage them. That's why I tell you, I laugh at these clowns that think that they're going to change our minds. They don't understand. We're not changing. See, they're used to being able to influence you because that's how arrogant they are. Lots to talk about today, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The left learned nothing from their trouncing in November of 2016. And I suspect to you that they may not learn much going for quite some time, probably to 2020. But at some point, they will start to learn. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. But I can tell you, without a doubt, just observing normal stuff, the beating that they took in 2016 on November the 8th hasn't translated yet. The first two or three days, they felt it. After that, they felt like they got some resolve. They came up with the resist movement, right? Now, I've been talking about arrogance. And William Pollard said that learning and innovation go hand in hand. The arrogance of success is to think what you did yesterday is going to be sufficient for the next day, for tomorrow. And that's what the left has suffered from. They believe they've been successful. Ironically, even in their failure, they got Obama elected. They got wacko judges placed all throughout, up and down the judicial food chain. They feel like they're successful. Forget their failures. Forget doubling the national debt. Forget you know, blowing the deficit out the water. Forget Obama losing over 1,000 seats. Forget Hillary Clinton getting her butt kicked. Forget Donald Trump now appointing 2 Supreme Court judges and proving how incompetent Obama was. You know what? Our tactics will work. We have the Alinsky model. We're going to call Donald Trump out. We're going to get him on being a misogynist. Oh, didn't work. Oh, I tell you what, we're going to get him on being a racist. Oh, that didn't work. He's an Islamophobe and a xenophobe all in one. Oh, that's not working. I tell you what, how about the fact that he's messing with Stormy Daniels? That didn't work. Let's get him on gun control. That didn't work. Yeah, I wonder why. Because the arrogance of success is to think that what you did today that may be considered successful is going to work tomorrow. It isn't working. And it's not going to. Guy wrote this about the arrogance. His name is George Neumeier. And I've used his work before because he's a good writer. And not to brag, but we kind of have the same style. But he wrote this. He said, the Peter Strzok hearing was a travesty, starting with the fact that he testified as a cocooned, lawyered-up government employee still working for the FBI. It is outrageous that he hasn't been fired yet. See, there's nothing brilliant necessarily about that writing. I think I love the term cocooned, lawyered-up government employee still working for the FBI. But you know what the real jewel of it is? He taps immediately into your emotion. Number one, he sets the scene for you, and then he tells you he hasn't been fired. And you're like, what? He has? That's outrageous. But that's how leftism works. Anybody else, there's not a job you could have that you did what Strzok did that you wouldn't have been fired. See, that's the outrage that the left overlook in their arrogance. He goes on. He still even has a security clearance. That alone is proof of the deep state's hold on certain executive branch agencies. The FBI keeps its so-so employees close. It keeps its worst employees even closer. That's why when Strzok was testifying and he's talking about the quality of the agents up and down the food chain, I don't know about you, but I was like sucking my, I was using a toothpick going, yeah, I ain't even paying attention to this clown. Because I didn't believe him. I had that smirk look on my face going, you dare bring up your fellow employees as if they're going to vouch for you? Particularly up the food chain. Andy McCabe, Jim Comey, and many others. Oh, man, that Strzok could huddle with FBI lawyers while stonewalling a Republican-led committee speaks to the corruption of the official Washington and the comparative impotence of Republican administrations. Does anybody think an FBI agent who had vowed to stop the candidacy of Barack Obama would have lasted a week at his job, let alone over a year after the discovery of his bias? Where are the Republicans? How does Strzok keep his job? If you want to tell me we're letting him keep it so we can rub it in their faces, it's part of our strategy, okay, I'll go for it. I won't believe the Republicans, but at least I could go, well, hey, I get it. But that isn't their strategy. They haven't demanded that this guy be fired, because in doing that, it would validate that there is a deep state. Get rid. How could he be there? There would be, I'm just saying, if I ran the Republican Party or the RNC and I had their kind of coin, I would torch Peter Strzok. They would be running from this man like he was the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. He goes on to write, the cockiness of Strzok at the hearing is a reflection of the immunity that ruling class mandarins enjoy in liberal Washington. He was testifying from the safety of the deep state, and thus he knew he could lie his head off without consequence. How else to explain an unrepentant opening statement with its blatant anti-Trump special pleading? The statement sounded like it had been written by Rachel Maddow, resting on the lament of the hackiest MSNBC-style talking points that, quote, today's hearing is just another victory notch in Putin's belt and another milestone in our enemy's campaign to tear America apart. I remember when I heard that and went, what, really? We're tormenting a hero. We're torturing one of our heroes publicly. Oh, my gosh, Peter. Why did we do this to you? He says, whatever credibility Strzok as an FBI agent still possessed vanished with that partisan cant, and he spent much of the hearing tossing out similarly hackish anti-Trump jives designed to win the applause of the ruling class. He couldn't remember this "we will stop Trump from winning" tweet, or text rather, though he could remember its noble meaning. That righteous Americans would stop a candidate like Trump who evinced disgusting behavior. And his testimony was full of anti-Trump pandering. Constituted one big non-apology apology based on liberalism's conceit that its opinions never count as bias and could never result in on-the-job misconduct at odds with, quote, public service. Identically what I told you, except here's what I said. The left believe that whatever lies and whatever things that they do that are technically wrong are not wrong when put in the construct of the bigger picture. How can I be wrong when I was trying to stop Trump and people are going, man, it don't matter what you do wrong. If you as long as just trying to stop Donald Trump, if loving you is wrong, I could never be right. You know, I don't want to be right. That's what they're saying. And that's what he's espousing. He says, John Brennan, who calls himself nonpartisan by making the most insanely partisan points, Strzok asserted that his, quote, political opinions didn't count as bias and certainly didn't explain or affect his official conduct. That is, if you don't count as expressing them on an FBI device during FBI time while trashing the subject of an FBI investigation to another FBI member working on the same FBI case with whom he was breaking FBI rules. Trust me, Strzok said to the committee that he had kept his oath. Maybe the committee should check with his wife about his oath-keeping record. Oh, man. This is brilliant stuff from Neumeyer, whatever his name is. I'm not going to belabor it. I just want to talk about the arrogance. That's what I wanted you to pay attention to. The arrogance of Peter Strzok and his ilk. And that hearing is over, but you're going to still continue to see that arrogance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a meeting with his cabinet where he's discussing the results of his foreign trip and previewing a new White House workforce initiative. Before the meeting began, the president again took the opportunity to talk about how tough he's been on Russia.
There's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia. All you have to do is look at the numbers, look at what we've done, look at sanctions, look at ambassadors not there, look, unfortunately, at what happened in Syria recently. And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it, and he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee next week regarding President Trump's meeting with the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, my brother and I, we talk a lot about the Bible because he's a PhD in theology. And I was telling him, I said, you know, so many things that I look at today, they're paralleled by the things of the Bible. And that obviously makes sense. The Bible is made up of human beings. And, you know, they come to in some way, shape, or form to know Jesus or God was instructing them to do things, and they were doing them. And so you get to see their lives. Now, there's a lot more to the rich things to these stories. You know, you hear Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you just think of them as like these four pious guys or whatever, obviously disciples of Jesus. But they all have their stories. Paul, formerly Saul of Tarsus, you know, who finds religion. They all have their stories. They all have their conversions. They were all highly flawed men. I mean, adulterers, killers, you name it. All the type. And that's what's cool about the Bible. And I think that when people understand that, the non-believers, if you will, they find out that we tell them, no, man, there's, you know, I know a guy who's a murderer. I know a person who embezzled, and they're all in my church. They're like, what? Because they think of them as, you know, not being pious people. But the fact is, these are people who are flawed, but they have changed their flaws, and they've, you know, they're now very pious individuals. But I want to talk for a second about a biblical story that I think makes sense. I'm in no way saying Trump is a Messiah, but I think you'll get that this story has some pretty interesting meaning. So, you again, it depends on how religious you are, but you may know of a guy in the Bible. His name is Nehemiah, and Nehemiah had a great job. He was the king's right hand man. He was his food taster, and they had a name for him. I think they called him his cupster or something like that. Anyway, he was a guy that tasted the king's wine, ate his food to make sure that nobody wanted to kill him. And it was a dangerous job, needless to say, because if you did want to kill him, then the wine taster and the cupster, whatever his title was, he was the guy who died. And the king was like, whoa, who tried to kill me? So when he got called by God to leave that role, it was a big deal for him to, you know, imagine being the confidant of the man in charge, whoever that is anywhere in the world. Whatever dictator is, or somebody this dude has belief in, that's going to be that guy. And God calls him and says, hey, you know, you're going to need to leave this job because I'm going to need you to build a wall around Jerusalem, because the wall had been crumbled. Jerusalem was in shambles. God was reassembling the Jews, but it was an embarrassment, and it made him think about all of that. And as I'm listening, you know, talking to my brother and listening to these stories about the Bible, it gives me a parallel, and I'm going to give it to you this way. Donald Trump was his, you know, he's his own boss. He's a billionaire. And somewhere, something whispered in his ear, you need to go and save the country. Now, some people would say, no, he's arrogant enough to believe he could be president. Isn't that true of every? I mean, Barack Obama, who knew he wasn't qualified, was arrogant enough to run. He admitted it. I'm not ready. And he wasn't. And he ran, and he was a dismal failure. Trump said, yeah, I may very well run. But I'm not running selfishly. I would run because it's a calling, because I see what's happening in this country. Now, the left doesn't want to admit this. They want to tell you it was born of arrogance. Trump's an egomaniac. And I'm sure there's some truth to that statement in the sense that Donald Trump is not going to, you know, he's going to err on the side of, you know, yeah, I'm pretty good at what I do. He's not going to feign humility. I was using a quote earlier about arrogance, and it was a quote from Frank Lloyd Wright. And he says, early in life, I had to choose between being honest arrogance or hypocritical humility. He says, I chose the former. So Trump is the same way. He chooses arrogance. You can call it what you want, but I think he would call it honest arrogance. I'm not going to placate just because it makes you feel better. That's not good for him. That's not good for anybody. It's not even good for you. Hey, Mr. Trump, how's your business? You pretty good? Yeah, I'm actually very good at business, Kevin. I remember one time a lady asked me, what do you do? I said, I'm a best-selling author. You know what she said to me? I like that you said best-selling. Shows me that you are confident about it. She goes, you didn't say I'm an author. You said I'm a best-selling author. And I go, I'd said it because I am. That's honest arrogance. Because I'm not going to be hypocritically humane, humility, hypocritically humil. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to, yeah, I'm an author. You know, I'm one of these guys that publishes a book that nobody reads. No, people read my books. Anyway, back to Nehemiah. So the whole idea of this and the idea of the sermon that I'm about to give you was based on courage and the idea that this guy is leaving one of the top posts that you could possibly leave. And what a leap of faith it had to be for him to go to build a wall around Israel. Which, by the way, you do see the parallel, right? Building of the wall. And that's why it stuck to me on Jeremiah. On Nehemiah. And the reason why I bring this up to you guys is because we are asking ourselves about courage all the time. I gave you specific examples of where I got my courage. My grandmother made me play piano after one lesson. I had to play in front of 2,000 people, and I didn't know how to play. And, of course, I screwed it up. But I learned courage in that moment beyond belief. Something I would never do to my kids, most people would never do to theirs. Would you make your kid play the Star Spangled Banner if they only had one piano lesson? I don't think you would. You'd know your child can't play that. My grandmother didn't care. I don't think she knew that it was going to impact me to that degree when she forced me to go up to do it, but I went and did it. And that courage has guided me. I don't back down from fights. And it isn't because you're not afraid, you're not scared. You eventually learn to trust your training. As I say to my kids, trust your training, sons. Don't worry about it. But the bigger thing is, if we're going to do this, then doggone it, we're going to do it. Somebody challenges me, I don't step up because I'm not afraid. I step up because my attitude is, somebody's got to do it. I don't know what you're doing behind me. I don't even have to care. It has nothing to do with my fear. I overcome fear all the time. Foods I've eaten, women I tried to date, whatever. You've overcome fear. That's normal. What are you talking about? You're going to live close to the vest? Oh, Kevin, I could be called a racist if I react. I could be called this or that. Look, you've been charged. You've been called to duty, called to do something. And I wish I was a church so I could say to you guys, hey, we're going to build a new building. We need to raise $1 million. But you know what? We need to raise $1 million because the church of the Tea Party community, the church of Kevin Jackson, the church of the Black Sphere, runs on nothing but pure courage and in getting you people off your butts and into that fear zone so you can act and do more. Because let me tell you, every single person that's involved with me, that is exactly what they've had to do. They've had to overcome that fear. Right, let me ask you this. You ever been impacted by somebody who you looked at and said, wow, that dude is fearless? Did it empower you in any way? My oldest son, I've told this story many times. I've told a few of these stories. My oldest son, we were at a theater watching a movie. He got scared. You know, we were talking and he got scared before the movie started. And some guy yelled at him and then went out to get the manager. And I came out with my son, put him behind me. And I absolutely read this guy the riot act. I said, I don't know who you are. You think you're going to yell at my kid? I will end you. And the guy stood there. And the manager of the theater comes out and, you know, he's like, what's going on? I told him what was going on. I said, if this guy even looks the way of my kid, I will absolutely destroy him and anybody else that looks like they want to be for him. And so the guy's like, oh, no, you're going to need to leave, sir. Not me, him. Now, I left anyway because my kid was scared. We were watching Jurassic Park. He wanted to see it. I didn't even know what it was. I reluctantly went. But let me tell you what my son told me years later. He said, Dad, I never feared anything in my life as it relates to, am I protected? He says, because of that moment. Never feared. And that's the kind of legacy you want to leave for your kids. One where they go, my dad's got it. He's got me. He doesn't care what it is. Confronting a teacher, confronting a group of drug dealers, gangbangers, you name it, my dad's got me. So I ask you, who's got you? Or have you done that? Have you been the person that said, oh, no, you just did something to my child, and you acted without even thinking about the danger? A mother who would put herself in harm's way of a bigger, stronger person, a bigger, stronger animal, whatever, to protect their kids, not thinking about it. See, that's the thing I look at when I think about Trump and his courage and his sacrifice and what he's decided to do. He's like, look, I don't care what they throw at me. You know, I had to take that leap because the people who've been taking this leap, they're too afraid to confront the system. And this is the guy that's been confronting the system. You need to help. You need to confront it, and you need to support those willing to go out on that flimsy little limb on your behalf. Anyway, I'm going to go take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump is God's chosen people. He's Jewish. I swear, this dude is under the protective umbrella of God himself. There's going to be a book, the Book of Trump, at some point we're going to discover, because I'm telling you, this guy is falling under the wrath of an evil group of people, these Democrats. And here's the beauty of it. It won't work. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I'm telling you, Donald Trump goes to Russia and the Democrats lose their minds. And they were waiting for this. This, they think, I'm going to tell you something. Let me just go ahead and put this out there. The Democrats believe that Donald Trump's visit to Russia is their new battle cry. And here's what they're doing. Let me break in on the strategy. They want it to be America versus Russia. Russia is evil. Anybody associating with Russia is evil. And here's what I'm telling you. It will backfire. It already has. You look at social media. If you didn't like Trump and you're a lefty and you want to say him going to visit with Putin is bad, you may feel the same. But if you're one of us and you see Donald Trump going to Russia and he says something along the lines of, I trust the Russians more than I trust our clandestine agencies, the FBI, the NSA, and all that, you're like, so do I. Donald Trump has not offended me in any way. Britt Hume of Fox News, one of my buddies, Britt said something along the lines of, I have to draw the line there, you know, this is what. And I almost tweeted back to Britt, you're wrong on this. You're wrong. People that understand Donald Trump are going, he's exactly right. I don't know about you, but, and you can certainly chime in, kjradio.com, send us a note, or 844-551-8255. Let me know your thoughts, but I don't trust the FBI. I don't trust the Obama CIA. I don't trust the FISA courts. I don't trust the NSA. I have the least trust of our intelligence community as it pertains to Donald Trump than I've ever had in my entire life. Now, do I think that in some cases they're doing their job and keeping terror attacks and all that down? Sure. I mean, they see that as the public good, but they see getting rid of Donald Trump. I'm talking about these deep state swamp rats. They see getting rid of Donald Trump as the public good, and there are a lot of holdovers. But here's the good news. Happy New Year, everybody. It's backfiring. People are getting it. There comes a point where you can't suddenly tell us we discovered the boogeyman and his name is Vladimir Putin. Because most of the things that we're talking about, these are things that were done on the watch of anybody? Anybody? Yeah, that would be Barack Obama. So, look, the game is very simple. We've demonized Russia. I'm talking about the Democrats. They're saying we've demonized Russia. We made everybody on our side believe that the Russians are bad, that Donald Trump's complicit. We've put enough smoke and mirrors to make people not look at the actual evidence of Barack Obama saying to Medvedev, yeah, when I get reelected in 2012, we'll figure it out. All of the text messages and the thing, and by the way, that's going to get worse. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But all the text messaging and the things that are going on with Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page is dropping some bombshells herself. So we've got that. We've got the Podestas taking money from the Russians. We've got the Clinton Foundation taking money from the Russians. And Putin says, hey, by the way, we're investigating $400 million that may have gone to help the Democrats. What? Bum, 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 bum. So there's another potential bombshell. But the Democrats are putting all their eggs in the basket, man. Who's Stormy Daniels to them now, huh? Where's Stormy Daniels when you need her? Where's your God now? So Stormy Daniels hasn't been mentioned. Michael Avenatti, who says he's going to run for president, he hasn't been mentioned. None of the things that suddenly Donald Trump's no longer a racist. Suddenly Donald Trump must really love Russians, right, because he visited the country. It's official now. Donald Trump set foot in Russia, and now he's officially Russian. But here's the deal. When the bow breaks, when it turns out that Vladimir Putin is merely a make Russia great again, a Russia first guy, and he says, I'm more than willing to cooperate with you. And let me tell you something. If you want to look at some people that can do some espionage, get with those Russians. When the Russians turn and they start dumping data, dumping what they know about Hillary, dumping what they know about Obama, bam, 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 bam. Watch out. The scariest thing for the Democrats right now is a conversation between Putin and Russia. Putin and Trump. Because Putin may very well know where some of these bones are buried. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I know nothing. I know nothing. Let's just speculate together. But look at the amount of vitriol that's being mounted against just the idea of Donald Trump meeting with Russia. There wasn't this much vitriol when Donald Trump was going to meet with Kim Jong-un and a dictator where we have no – you know, no connection. We have no little media, nothing. And he has a summit with him in Singapore, and things work out well. What if things work out well for Russia and Putin decides to cooperate? Other Russians start saying, look, I don't know what these people are talking about. I met with the Clinton campaign, blip, blip, blip. I used to have meetings with Obama and his staffers, and we were talking about colluding against Donald Trump. What happens if that happens? And then I want to pose this to all the brain-dead, moronic leftists, a.k.a. Democrat progressives. What happens when you finally figure out that there is no Russia connection with Trump, and perhaps there is a big, fat Russia connection with the Democrats? What are you going to do then? Is it going to be the same reaction that you have when you find out, when you've already found this out, that Barack Obama was the worst president in history, that none of his things worked? Look, Democrats, you can disagree and say, we don't like that Donald Trump went with Putin because we indicted these Russians. You can indict all the Russians you want. And then say, well, I didn't like that he didn't come out and say something more forcefully about, you know, the Russian indictments and all that. You can disagree. But when you accuse a president of treason because he meets with the head of state, your argument loses water. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're draining water through a strain there because we see it leaking. But that's what the Democrats want you to believe, that he's committed high treason. This is what John Brennan, former head of the CIA, it's as treasonous, Comey. When the sitting president of the United States goes over to Russia and he says these things, look, one of the most James Comey, let me just go and beat up on him a little bit, because he's soft. James Comey will go down in history as the worst FBI agent ever and one that goes to prison. All this stuff, totally coordinated. Here's what Congressman Murphy said on the Putin summit.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a key member of the Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Murphy, we heard John Bolton say that this indictment strengthens the president's hand and that the president will confront Donald Trump on this. Do you believe him?
So I'd like to know the name of the president that John Bolton thinks he works for, because he's not describing President Trump. President Trump went on TV after the indictment was issued and called the investigation once again a hoax. He has already said that he has asked Putin about meddling. Putin told him he didn't do it, and he believed him. And so it just belies common sense that the president of the United States, this president, is going to sit down across from Putin and press him hard on the issue of Russian meddling. He knows that he benefited from it. He asked them to do it, and he knows that he still stands to benefit. What we have been told by the intelligence services in this country is that the Russians are trying to interfere again in the 2018 election. And what I believe is that President Trump knows ultimately that that could accrue to his benefit and to his party's benefit. He is simply not going to raise this issue as strongly as he should, if at all, with Putin, which is why many of us think that this summit should stand down.
Well, that summit didn't stand down. It went forward, and that's a good thing, because that's exactly what Donald Trump was supposed to do. He was supposed to go and meet with these Russians and air it out. And I'm going to tell you something. That's the last thing the Democrats want. That's the last thing they want. Folks, I've made this prediction that right after the election, you're going to watch the Democrats' house of cards collapse. It's starting to now. I want you to just have a little experiment. Go back and look at any interview with the Democrats on CNN or MSNBC and what they're saying, and tell me you don't see the coordinated effort to make this such a bad thing. And then I want you to reflect back on every time the Democrats have tried these tactics, every single time they've tried it, whether it was with illegal immigration and, oh, Donald Trump called the Mexican people stinky and ugly and blah, blah, blah. Or whether it was the Stormy Daniels or some Messiah, Donald Trump grabbing women by the blinkety blink, right? Whatever it was, Donald Trump came out unscathed, and he will yet again.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.